This past summer, people gathered in Milton, Massachusetts to look at a hospital window. The faithful in the crowd said they were looking at an image of the Virgin Mary. Others said that all they saw was condensation on the window. Commentator Heather King says she takes all witnesses at their word.
I have always had a soft spot for those folks who see Christ in a tortilla, Mary's face in the trunk of a sycamore. Aren't we all looking for a sign, a parking space, a promotion, a nod of recognition from the guy behind the Starbucks counter? Don't we all want to know that in the midst of a seemingly chaotic, incomprehensible universe, someone sees us? Recently, I had one of those terrible, unrequited crushes. Oh, the brooding blue eyes, the cowlicked hair, the smile that melted my heart. One morning, I was at a gathering where he was expected to. The door opened, and the sun was shining so brightly I could make out only the silhouette of the person coming in. Who's this pudgy middle-aged slob, I thought impatiently. Where is he? And then, like condensation on a window slowly forming shape in my mind, his face took recognizable shape, and I saw that it was him. For a second, I'd seen the object of my affections as others see him, ordinary, one of millions. And though it didn't make him any less beautiful in my eyes, it got me to thinking, who's crazy? Which view is right? Aren't our eyes occasionally given through love, or what feels like love, to discern a person in all his or her true glory? Somehow it makes me think of those people in Milton, Massachusetts, coming out of their houses, getting into their cars, driving to the hospital. It makes me think of them standing in the parking lot with all their worries and griefs and sorrows, looking up at the condensation on the window, wanting so badly to see a face looking back at them, longing so deeply for a sign that they aren't alone, that they haven't been abandoned, that their suffering is not a mockery. The psalmist asked, "When will I come to the end of my pilgrimage and see the face of God?" And who am I, with my unrequited crush, to say those people in the parking lot were crazy?
Heather King lives in Los Angeles.